Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. King David and ancient Israel had a key to being in touch with God and having miracles take place. But you know what? It's been lost. But today, even science is proving this key works. Anyone want to learn this thing that even science agrees with what ancient Israel knew?
Yes.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Is God ready to bring a tsunami wave of healing onto planet Earth today? Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Joy, what did ancient Israel, King David, know about supernatural breakthroughs that's almost been lost to believers today?
You know what? I believe what we found is it's the power of singing the scriptures. And we've lost that key, which is a tool that I called singing. And it's not just for singers, it's actually for every single person that needs breakthrough. And I just began to think, if you want to be supernatural, sing the Bible. If you want to release the supernatural, sing the Bible. It's all through the Word on the power of singing the scriptures.
Yeah, you know, many years ago, today I operate mostly in words of knowledge, but many years ago, I laid hands and prayed for everyone that wanted prayer. And I don't know how I did it, but I started one day singing their healing rather than praying normally, but just speaking it. And I could feel there was a greater presence of God when I sang their healing than when I prayed their healing. And everyone was getting healed.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. I feel like when that element of song is used, it bypasses all of our thoughts saying, oh, that's not me, you know, and it just literally goes to where it needs to go. And what I found out in some of my research, because I've always sang, I love to sing the Bible, but when I would do some workshops on singing the Bible, mm-hmm. people that weren't even singers, they began to experience freedom.
They begin to get
healed.
They're not singers, but they could probably at least carry a tune.
That's what I mean.
I can't carry a tune.
It didn't matter. It was just that tone of, it was just that tone. And what I found out, because I thought, why is this? And I found out that doctors and scientists are now doing medical and scientific research on the power of singing. So when we talk, we're actually using the left side of our brain. But when we add the element of tone, when we add that even if you're singing it on the same note, both of these lobes are working together. When you add the element of rhythm, now I'm gonna sing with the rhythm. So all of these lobes up, they're working as one. And then the front part of your brain actually is the emotional response. So it's as if when you sing, It's like you have this barrier in your mind because your lobes are working together that all the negativity and all the I can'ts, they can't get in because your lobes are working together. The only thing that gets in is what you're singing, and that's the Bible. And I've seen people go from hating themselves to loving themselves. People go from not being healed to being people with addictions stopping, and they credit it to singing the Bible.
You told me about a homeless man, and he couldn't even look in your eyes. You went to a shelter, and he's looking down. How in the world did you coach him to sing?
I'll tell you what. I started taking, we call it our music class. I go to the homeless shelter. I said, get out your Bibles, and we're going to sing. At that day was Psalm 23. I put on my Sing CD, which is going to be available.
Right.
And we put on one of the tracks. And at first, he was kind of just looking at his phone. And then as other people just began to sing, I said, you can sing it or you can rap it. Whatever, it doesn't matter. But then he just started listening, and I think it was just that song just going into his heart. And then suddenly he put his phone down and he began to write. And I went over to him, and I'd go over a couple times, and I'd say, Raymond, hey, can you sing what you wrote down? And at first it was just a mumble. You know, and I'm like, that's great! Oh my God!
Can I hire you as a cheerleader?
Yes, I will, if we're talking about singing the Bible. But then I just said, will you do it again? And I went to other people, and then he just stood up, like he took the mic, and he stood up in front of everybody, and he goes, the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. And then he was like, oh, yeah, you know. But then, and you can hear, somebody videotaped, you could hear everyone just, like, start shouting. And I found out later that this guy, he had been a businessman, but he had lost everything. I mean, like, by murder, and just his whole family was gone. And it made him go into a world of drugs and homeless. And he started coming to their shelter, and he would always talk with a mumble. People couldn't understand him. But that day, when he took that mic and said, the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need, that's the first time they heard him literally sing and speak a word that they understood. That is the power of singing the Bible.
What happened to him?
It's the word. Well, actually, a month later, my friend Eli Rose, called me and said, hey, I'm standing here with Raymond, and I want you to know he's going into treatment. He wanted you to know that. And I just talked with her last week, and she said he's doing really good. And this was over a year ago. And this is the power of singing the word. It's transforming. But the key is your ears have to hear your sound. That's when that helmet, it's almost like we wear the whole armor of God in our brains from Ephesians 6 when we start singing the word.
But ancient Israel knew this. Mm-hmm. They had the most glorious worship time in the temple. David was a musician. David got rid of evil spirits just by playing the harp in front of King Saul. But it's kind of been lost or turned over just to the professionals. I meet musicians all the time, and I keep saying, how can I sit down at the piano and play? I'm not going to learn how to play piano. I can't carry a tune. This is the answer. When we come up back, you're going to find out the miracles of healing mm-hmm. that happen when you start singing the word. Deaf person started hearing. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube. Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural. And, you know, Julie was telling me the great Jewish historian Josephus had a commentary about David, and we always hear about him playing the harp and it soothed Saul. But what did Josephus say?
He said that David most likely also sang over Saul, the Torah or any Hebrew scriptures that he would have had at the time.
Now, you have told me about a woman that fascinates me. Her name is Eli. Maybe we can show a before picture of Eli right now. Tell
now,
that
this
story.
This is Eli Rose. And this was, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. And Eli ran, was homeless since the age of 12, was sex trafficked, ran with one of the hardest groups in LA. And she was getting ready to end her life. And as God would have it, she came to Santa Maria, California to literally say goodbye to her family. They brought her to the Healing Rooms Apostolic Center in Santa Maria. And during worship, the Lord gave Rick Taylor, he's the director, a word of knowledge saying someone wants to take their life. He got up during worship and he said, someone is here and you're thinking of taking your life. And he said, please don't, please don't. The Lord has already started to heal you. And the people that brought her were saying, that's you, that's you. That night, Eli Rose gave her life to the Lord. And she had already been to the doctor. She had full-blown AIDS. She had a very bad heart. They already said, you're not able to have children just because of drug use. She was in and out of prison. And she gave her life to the Lord. She went into a year of treatment, but she said every day, she sang and rapped the Bible, specifically the Psalms. And then I met her a little after that, and we began to sing the scripture. And we have an after picture because she credits singing the scriptures with her healing, with her healing.
She doesn't look like the same person.
She doesn't. And so, and she credits singing the word every single day with her healing. And let me tell you this, they took her back to the doctors and they have all the doctoral information. She has no sign of HIV. She was totally healed of HIV. She has a heart that is like a youth, and she is married with a little girl named Kennedy.
You told me she couldn't have a child.
I know. But this is the power of singing the word. And it's not about, this is the key. It's not about but I don't know how to make up a melody. You don't have to. It's the power of that singing. You can sing on the same note. It's just that tool called song that we need to keep in our tool belt. And every person can have the healing that Eli Rose had.
Now, why is it that when we sing the scriptures, actually when we sing anything, science tells us we retain the melody, we retain the words, like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you know, the song melody, you know, and they learn the alphabet easier. Why is it from a scientific viewpoint we remember the scriptures better, mm-hmm. we remember the melodies, and then we get deep, deep revelation of the scriptures when we sing them. What does science tell us about
that? Well, what it's telling us, it's because your brain is actually functioning as one. And when we sing, there's actually endorphins in our body that are actually released, the same ones that were released if we're working out. And they're actually using medical studies now, and they're finding that if people will sing, that they actually can be healed of depression. Medical science is actually, in some hospitals, they're giving people the option, like you can have a drug for minor surgery, or we will give you these headphones and you can listen to music. And they're finding that the people that listen and meditated on the music, their bodies responded better to minor surgery.
How much greater if it's the scriptures
that's what
you are singing? Wow. Tell me quickly, the deaf person.
Yeah, well, actually, I was with Chuck Pierce, and I gave my whole teaching on singing the scriptures, and a guy came up, and he started releasing a tongue, and I didn't think much about it. And then another person came up, and I realized that it was the deaf community were coming up, and Chuck Pierce said, "Do you realize what is happening? Singing the scriptures, the deaf community, now they want to release their sound." And then another lady came up on stage, and she said, "The first guy that came up, they'd never done it before. It was just a month ago." And she said, "My husband was the first man that came up when he released his tongue." And she said, "When he began to sing," she said, "all of a sudden, my ears started popping, and I started hearing explosions in it. And then I could begin to hear." And that's when Chuck Pierce said, "Do you realize what is happening? The deaf community are releasing their sound, and there's healing being released."
What is going to happen when I turn you loose at the piano, when we come back, and you sing, because I requested it and God confirmed it with you, Isaiah 53, about physical healing? What's going to happen?
Yeah, well, people are going to get healed.
We'll be right back.
Julie Meyer wants to teach you how to open up an effective new way to move past the enemy's hindrances and fulfill your God-given destiny and calling. Call now and get Julie Meyer's powerful book, Singing the Scriptures, and her two-part audio CD teaching set, Singing Your Way to Breakthrough, and her instrumental music audio CD, Sing, Yours, for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9537. Through her powerful book, you will understand that engaging God in song unleashes new levels of His power, and you don't need to be a musician to do it. Find out King David's strategy for gaining deep intimacy with the Lord. Understand how to make your singing the scriptures personal. Songs of praise, songs of joy. Discover how to sing the scriptures in a way that it becomes a battle weapon of praise. Learn the power of singing the scriptures on the streets and in the marketplace. Through Julie Meyer's anointed two-part audio CD teaching, Singing Your Way to Breakthrough, Julie Meyer is going to teach you how to take a breakthrough scripture, personalize it, and begin singing it until its power is released in you. Help reveal to you the missing key to accessing your breakthrough. Julie Meyer and her son Isaac have created for you this special instrumental music audio CD entitled Sing, to ignite your passion and inspiration for new prophetic songs that usher in the supernatural of God. This audio CD includes 7 different musical styles and chord progressions for singing the word, developing choruses, and finding new melodies.
Our body is responding to the word of God about healing, and that's the power of singing the Bible.
As you put it, it's designed for the non-singer. It's designed for people like me. And I'm convinced the reason most people aren't physically healed, they got it here, but they don't have it here. And singing gets it in that second brain here.
Don't miss out on getting Julie Meyer's powerful book, Singing the Scriptures, and her two-part audio CD teaching set, Singing Your Way to Breakthrough, and her instrumental music audio CD, Sing, Yours, for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9537. Call, or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. Please specify offer number 9537 or log on to Sid Roth. Call or write today.
But Julie, why do you get so excited, and you do, about singing the Word of God?
I get excited because I love seeing people free. I love seeing people excited about reading and singing and retaining the Word of God. It's life-changing. And they can literally stir themselves up, just like David did, by singing the Bible.
You told me that you've identified 3 ways of singing the Bible. Explain.
Well, this is how I've always sang the Word since 1983. This has been a part of my life. And I just take one or two scriptures. It's easiest if you use Psalms. They're already songs and prayers. So I just, the first way is I just sing it straight through word for word. And then I sing it through again, but I turn it into my own prayer. And I pray it as if it's my prayer. And this is powerful because what happens is you're not just reading about David's encounter with God, but suddenly when you pray it as if it's your prayer, it's your prayer. It's your encounter, not just David's. And the third way I sing it is I sing the other side of it like God was singing over me. And I literally put my name in it. I've healed you, Julie. You're free now, Julie. And I sing the word because it is the truth of what God says. It's His word.
And not only that, Julie has been healed. It's wonderful that others are healed through singing the scriptures. It's wonderful that when she sings over people, they get healed. But Julie finds she's been emotionally healed, physically healed, just by singing the scriptures. Tell me one thing, real quick.
Yeah, well, I used to hate me. I used to hate my voice, my nose. I wanted to sing like Olivia Newton-John. And I went to the House of Prayer. This was in 2000. So I love Jesus, but in 2000, my friend said, for the next 2 hours, you are going to sing one thing, Song of Solomon 1:5, I am dark but lovely, which means in my weakness, He says I'm beautiful. In my brokenness, He still pursues me. And somewhere in the midst of that 2 hours, I went in not liking me, but suddenly, because I had that helmet on and my lobes weren't letting all the negativity get in, my thoughts were replaced totally by God's thoughts about me. In a 2-hour session, I changed and I love me.
All right, I have here the brand new Supernatural Bible. And I've asked her to sing Isaiah 53, and I proclaim that you will be healed as she sings this over you. But I have two commentaries in the Supernatural Bible. First is by Dr. Michael Brown, proving why Isaiah 53 could only be talking about Jesus as the Messiah. And then I have a commentary here on the same chapter by Sandra Kennedy, proving that Jesus died for all of our sins and all of our sicknesses and diseases. Julie?
I'm going to take that. I love to people to see that we're singing the Bible. So can I get you to stand? And I'm going to sing this like a prayer. And I'm going to sing a line, and then I'm going to have you sing after me, because what's key about singing the scriptures is your ears need to hear the sound of you. And this helps you be able to do it at home. You have borne my sickness. You sing that. You have
borne my sickness.
You've carried my sorrows.
You've carried my sorrows.
And you were wounded for my sin. You were bruised for my iniquities. And by your stripes, I am healed. Sing it out again. And by your stripes, I am healed. And it's right now.
I am healed
by you, Jesus.
In the Bible, Moses sang, Miriam sang. So did Deborah, David, Hannah, Mary, Paul, and so many others. They knew that engaging God with song unleashes new levels of His power and reaches into the deepest realms of God's mercy and favor. Julie Meyer has been teaching ordinary people to sing the Scriptures, and the results have been their receiving supernatural breakthroughs, healings, and impartation directly from the Holy Spirit. Now, Julie Meyer wants to teach you how to open up an effective new way to move past the enemy's hindrances and fulfill your God-given destiny and calling. Call now and get Julie Meyer's powerful book, Singing the Scriptures, and her two-part audio CD teaching set, Singing Your Way to Breakthrough, and her instrumental music audio CD, Sing, Yours, for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9537. Through her powerful book, you will understand that engaging God in song unleashes new levels of His power, and you don't need to be a musician to do it. Find out King David's strategy for gaining deep intimacy with the Lord. Understand how to make your singing the Scriptures personal. Songs of praise, songs of joy. Discover how to sing the Scriptures in a way that it becomes a battle weapon of praise. Learn the power of singing the Scriptures on the streets and in the marketplace.
There's a big difference between meditating on the Scriptures and actually singing the Scriptures. And doctors have actually found out that when you actually sing and make a rhythm to words, that it is as if your brain is a helmet. All thoughts of negativity, those arrows of darkness, they cannot get in when you are actually singing the Word. And the Word is powerful.
Through Julie Meyer's anointed two-part audio CD teaching, Singing Your Way to Breakthrough, Julie Meyer is going to teach you how to take a breakthrough Scripture, personalize it, and begin singing it until its power is released in you. Help reveal to you the missing key to accessing your breakthrough. Julie Meyer and her son Isaac have created for you this special instrumental music audio CD entitled Sing, to ignite your passion and inspiration for new prophetic songs that usher in the supernatural of God. This audio CD includes 7 different musical styles and chord progressions for singing the Word, developing choruses, and finding new melodies.
Our body is responding to the Word of God about healing, and that's the power of singing the Bible.
I have never seen it put together, and as you put it, it's designed for the non-singer. It's designed for people like me. And I'm convinced the reason most people aren't physically healed, they got it here. They say, I absolutely believe, but they don't have it here. And singing gets it in that second brain here.
Don't miss out on getting Julie Meyer's powerful book, Singing the Scriptures, and her two-part audio CD teaching set, Singing Your Way to Breakthrough, and her instrumental music audio CD, Sing, Yours, for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9537. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. Please specify offer number 9537 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Bruce Vanetta. I died in a horrible accident and had an out-of-body experience. I want you to join me on It's Supernatural with Sid Roth as I share how you too can live a life of supernatural victory in every area of your life.